And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Former presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy has entered the race for Ohio governor, securing President Trump's endorsement just hours after his announcement. The 39-year-old biotech entrepreneur declared his candidacy during a rally in Westchester Township, promising to make Ohio the top state in the country where patriots across America actually flock to. Speaking of the Trump administration, Apple just announced a staggering $500 billion investment in the U.S. over the next 4 years. The tech giant will build a 250,000-square-foot AI server factory in Houston, creating thousands of jobs in Texas while expanding operations in 8 other states. CEO Tim Cook, who attended Trump's inauguration and donated $1 million to his inaugural committee, credited faith in what we're doing for the investment decision. And while some battles bring clear victories, others continue in the courts. The Supreme Court declined to hear a challenge to restrictions on pro-life speech outside of abortion facilities, missing the opportunity to overturn the problematic Hill versus Colorado precedent from 2000. Across the pond, Stonewall UK, a leading pro-trans group that actually claims children as young as 2 can recognize their trans identity, faces cutting their staff by 50% after the Trump administration's cuts to USAID. Meanwhile, back home, Sonny Hostin from The View claimed on Monday that opposing woke culture is ungodly and not Christian. According to the theologian Hostin, criticizing wokeism means you don't care about her lived experience or the oppression of various groups. I guess it's time to stand corrected. And in media news, a federal judge declined the Associated Press's request to restore its White House access after being banned for refusing to use the term Gulf of America rather than Gulf of Mexico. The judge ruled the AP wasn't facing irreparable harm since they could still access pool coverage. And the White House noted that asking the president questions in the Oval Office and aboard Air Force One is a privilege granted to journalists. It is not a legal right. GameStop CEO Ryan Cohen has announced the closure of all Canadian and French locations, bluntly citing high taxes, liberalism, wokeness, and DEI as key factors. Finally, in New Mexico, Democrats blocked a bill that would ensure medical care for infants born alive after abortion attempts. HB 234, or the Medical Care for All Infants Born Alive bill, was mysteriously removed from the committee schedule after a New Mexico Alliance for Life investigation uncovered disturbing evidence from the University of New Mexico Hospital. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.